Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. That's a little Richard, still rocking after all these years. 17 till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and we're talking about his Index of Small Business Optimism, 43, coming up on 44 years as he's been doing this. It's the gold standard for small business sentiment. Bill, thanks again for being here. You were saying something at the very end of the last segment that I want you to repeat. We're talking about the performance of the economy, and you said something about $3.50 and $5. Well, say that again. Explain that again.
Yeah. Well, I was looking, I've been looking at the Fed's report about our net worth. And so the Federal Reserve adds up the value of all of our assets, including, of course, our financial assets, but also houses and cars and all kinds of stuff that we own. And then it subtracts from that the debt that we owe. So it says we have about a $83 trillion net worth after subtracting our $14 trillion in debt that we owe. Right. And that net worth is just outrageously high from an historical point of view. So I look at it as, well, look, net worth is what you use to buy stuff with. So you can sell your shares in Apple or whatever, right, and then buy a car with the proceeds of that. It's a claim on stuff. So if you look at that ratio, for decades, that was about $3.50. Mm-hmm. But then as we've gone
$3.50 per what?
Per dollar of GDP.
Oh, per of GDP. Stuff. Okay, right, okay.
Yeah. So
net worth of GDP.
Then we went through three bubbles, and that really popped up during the dot-com, remember that? And then the housing bubble, it went even higher, and then, of course, it fell down again because we had
right.
The big recession. Well, now it's so much higher than it was during the housing bubble.
Really?
And what's in it, of course, is there's a newcomer in there. It's bonds, because with interest rates historically low, bonds are all historically high.
The Fed's driving that, right? The Fed's.
Yeah, the Fed's in there, and the stock market, of course.
The counterfeiting of money. The counterfeiting of money by the Fed.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So the valuations are just outrageous that we couldn't possibly be that wealthy. And history says that once we get into these kind of rarefied atmosphere, these indicators, mm-hmm. they change, and there's only two ways to make that ratio go down. One is to make GDP a lot bigger. That's the denominator. That's not going to happen.
Right.
So asset prices have to fall, mm-hmm. and that means lower stock prices and lower bond prices. And, of course, bond prices will come down as the Fed raises interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing, here's the thing I'm hoping, Bill, is that you and I both know that gravity, Mr. Gravity, is going to eventually take over. But if we could somehow hold off on that correction to give the economy time to get its legs under it a little bit, if we could move toward the equilibrium, right? So that there's a point of equilibrium between where we should be and where we are now that we need to get to, right? If we could get to that point of equilibrium and move toward the collapse would be much smaller. Greenspan called it a soft landing.
That's right. That's right. No, it could be. And also, you know, keep in mind that that most of the gain in wealth has been in the portfolios of 0.1% of the
That's
population.
Right. That's right.
What we noted was the Fed thought that by increasing their wealth, they'd spend more money. Well,
they
know what? They didn't. They're just
corporate America discussed, corporate America has practiced financial capitalism, not market capitalism, with their
right.
Money.
So, but I think maybe going the other way, you know, when the stock market goes down, most of us won't notice other than seeing it on TV. So, we might not be so bothered by it after all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I'm really concerned about it. But one thing I did notice was that hiring was up among small businesses.
Yes,
so that's good. That's good news, right?
Yeah, our numbers said that we did a lot of good hiring. That the government's numbers were disappointing from the payroll survey. That is where they call Walmart up and ask how many people got any payroll. But the household survey, you know, had almost 500,000 new jobs in it. So, you know, I think they're certainly out of whack with each other, and we'll see some revisions. We certainly don't see any signs of weakness like that in our numbers. Our numbers are very good indicators of what's happening in the economy.
Well, and of course, one of the issues we have to talk about in the labor market there is you're still experiencing heavy lack of available qualified people, right?
Oh, yeah. That's way, way up there on the list. We still have over 30% of our owners, among the very highest levels we've ever seen. Over 30% say they have a job opening they're having trouble filling. When we did our special survey of problems and priorities, the availability of qualified workers went into the top 10 of major concerns, along with all the other government stuff, taxes and the health care costs,
right,
and all that other stuff. So, I mean, it's an issue, and we have to find out what's going on. And, of course, the market works hard to solve that. Part of the solution is paying more money, and the percentage of firms that are raising worker comp continues to go up. So that'll attract more people back into the labor force. That's good. So, you know, the market's working to solve it, but it takes, some of that takes time. You know, when people have to actually move to find a job,
right,
it doesn't happen quickly.
Yeah, and we still have the issue of a 20th century educated workforce trying to fill 21st century jobs.
Exactly.
And that's going to be a challenge for a long time, I'm afraid. Hey, Bill, hold on to that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
NFIB.com, smallbus, smallbiz.org is Bill's website, plus NFIB.com. These are the places you can find the index. If you want to check it out, I encourage you to do that. Quick break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.